chapter 3, warning against Judaizers. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. For me to repeat the same things to you as I did before is not tedious. Indeed, it only confirms their certainty. And so I say again, beware of the dogs. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of the mutilators. For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh, though I myself might have confidence even in the flesh. If any other man thinks to have confidence in the flesh, I yet more, circumcised the eighth day, of Israelite stock, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, as touching zeal, persecuting the church, as touching the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. However, what things were gained to me, these have I counted loss for Christ. Yes, indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellent of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own which is of the law, but which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, becoming conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained, or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider I have made it my own yet. But one thing I do, forgetting the past and looking forward to those things which are ahead, I press on towards the goal, to the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are mature, be thus decided. And if in anything you are otherwise decided, this also shall God reveal to you. For now, according to that understanding unto which we have attained by the same rule, let us walk. Brothers, join in following my example, and note those who so walk, as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is the belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself.